This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. These are not good days to be in Shanghai. The city of 25 million or so people, and not for nothing, the center of finance in the second biggest economy on the planet, is in the middle of a so far indefinite lockdown to control a COVID outbreak. Shanghai accounts for about 95% of all the cases currently in China. The U.S. State Department has had enough. Yesterday, it ordered non-emergency employees of the American consulate in Shanghai and their families to leave. They are coming home on commercial flights, but not everybody is getting out. Among them, our Jennifer Pack.
Throughout most of the pandemic, I could order in Shanghai a fresh lobster, have it cleaned and delivered to my doorstep within 30 minutes. Last week, I cycled through a dozen grocery apps before 6 a.m. to order basics like eggs. No luck. Since April 1st, Shanghai has effectively locked down the entire city. Certain parts have been under lockdown even longer. A taxi driver tells me before the lockdown, he took a passenger who was allowed out only to refill her medication. He says her compound had been sealed since mid-March, even though it had no COVID-19 cases. He swears, then says these pandemic rules are just ridiculous. During this lockdown, residents are not allowed to step past their front doors except for mass testings, which are done in batches of 20.
So I just got a call. Out of the 20 people in the same tube, someone within that 20 has COVID.
Next day, I do a retest. If I catch COVID, Shanghai authorities will take me, my contacts, and their contacts to isolation facilities that aren't always that clean. A medical staff swabs so far down my throat and up my nose, I protest. PCRs here are rough. I tested negative, which is lucky. Shanghai's medical system is so overwhelmed that some people have been sent to other provinces, majority with mild to no symptoms. These people should be allowed to isolate at home, says a Shanghai CDC official in a call with a COVID patient's son.
Yeah, we are being driven crazy as a professionals. When we speak, no one listens. The virus has become politicized.
The call was leaked and went viral across WeChat groups. What's riled people up even more, videos of supposed COVID-positive children, several to a crib, seemingly unattended. We can't verify the videos, but last week at a press conference, the Shanghai Health Commission's Wu Tianyu admitted it was policy to isolate COVID-positive children from parents.
Those infected with COVID should be separated from those who are not.
More public outcry until officials back down slightly and say children who catch COVID won't be separated from parents in some cases. No such guarantees for pets, who are feared to be virus spreaders. In WeChat groups, friends circulate a video of a corgi being beaten to death by a person in a hazmat suit. The pet owner had reportedly tested positive for COVID. One friend writes, "If anyone touches my dogs, I'll grab a cleaver." Perhaps the biggest worry is food. The only thing that seems to work are group buys, but they're time-consuming. Anyone want to split 29 pounds of bananas? There are district government handouts. I've received frozen shrimp and a few veggies, but over at Marketplace's news assistant Charles Jung's, his vegetable handouts took nearly 2 weeks to arrive, and he only got a turnip, one cabbage, a bit of Chinese veg, plus two potatoes. And he's got 8 mouths to feed in his extended family. Friends have forwarded countless protest videos. People say they're going hungry. They need to work. Censors delete these videos as fast as they can. Instead, you can read the Shanghai CDC's tutorial on how to grow your own bean sprouts. At least one guy has succeeded and showed off in a video. He says he was trying for 2 weeks before he grew sprouts from mung beans, something I also can't seem to buy these days. In Shanghai, from China's wealthiest city, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.